Welcome to Bless Hands for You, an outreach ministry hosted by Erlina D., a national ministry going all over the world. She says, just keeping it real with important information, great testimony with other artists from all over the world who have struggled with healing, forgiveness, deliverance, unity, and love. At the end of the program, she'll give you the address of how you can reach her. And now, here's your national host, Erlina D., along with her co-host, Teresa C.
Praise the Lord, kings and queens. You have turned into the Blessed Hands for You outreach ministry that keeps it real and giving our listeners a weekly dosage of ideas and information in real talk by bringing awareness we have in our families and communities today with the matters of the heart. From authors all over the world sharing their real life struggles in healing, deliverance, forgiveness, unity, hope, and love with their own testimonies and books. So sit back, relax. I am your host, Erlina D.
Oh, hello, hello. How you guys doing out there? Let me tell you, you know the Lord is blessing me right now. Oh, yes, he is. He's blessing me right now. He woke me up this morning, and he started me on my way. This is why I praise him and give him the praise, the greetings, and mighty. I'm telling you guys, this is why I praise him. You see, I got my little praise. Put a praise on it. Y'all, a lot of y'all can't see it, but I got my put a praise on it t-shirt because that's what I do. I'm telling you, greetings, mighty kings and queens. How many out there got the words in the mouth, the praise in their hands, and the dance in your feet? That is, oh my God, you got to have it because you know why? Because he keeps on blessing us over and over again. This is your host, Erlina D., and along with me is my beautiful co-host, Teresa C., and my assistant, handsome co-host, Brandon Shine. We are so honored and grateful to be on the Blessed Hands for You of Life radio ministry to bring yet again the blessings from our table to yours. I'm telling you, yes, we are. We are going to have a good time. I'm telling you guys, we're about to have a good time. So I pray that you have went and did what you needed to do by inboxing, calling, texting, do whatever, email, whatever you got to do, your kings and queens and your family members and everybody, and tell them about the juicy stuff we about to bring down here on the Blessed Hands for You. Oh, yes, I'm telling you, God is good. We are going to have a good time. So like I said, y'all better be ready to receive our guest queens that we have with us today. Oh, yes, we have women, I call them power women, on a mission from the Too Real For You mini drama series. I'm telling you, God is awesome. It is awesome. But before we even open up the doors for all that, let's go to the throne of God and invite him to lead, guide, and bless us as our assistant co-host, Brandon Shine, lead us in prayer and then give us our healthy dewdrop, healthy tip, all right?
With all minds clear, let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up this morning just to be able to see another day on earth as the heavenly earth that you have created. Protect us as we move through each and every day because we know it's like a higher stage of COVID, and we're all sad because we can't go see our families and everything. But as COVID is going, we know we got so many people passing away. I don't want to say dying, but passing away. But guess what, Lord? We got you. All we got is you, because you are our protector. You are our father. You're our mother. You're everything to us that we don't have. So we love you. We love you, Lord. Protect us as we move through the day. Protect all those that's out there traveling from one place to another, because as they're traveling, they don't know what place got what. So protect us as we move through each and every day, and protect us under your faith and your grace. Protect us under your shield. Stand us behind you when evil stuff come at us. Stand us behind you when the devil tries to hit at us. Let us be behind you so you can bounce him back right off of your shield. And also, help everybody that's out there. Go to the White House. Go to the jailhouse. Go to the stores. Go to the schools. Go to any place you can go, because we want to let everybody be safe. In Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. Let me tell y'all something about our youth. I'm telling you, you got to raise our youth up in the way that they should go. I'm telling you, I see so many people out here on the airways, the social media, having their children on there dancing, twerking, and singing hip-hops and all this stuff. Now, if they can learn that, they can learn to pray. I'm telling you, I truly thank God for that prayer, that much-needed prayer, Mr. Brandt. We truly thank you. I'm telling you, you better get up under your children, because that is what God wants us to do. Train them so they can have a powerful prayer that can impact not only just their lives, but other youth lives that they be around in the schools, as he said, as they go to college. We got to do that for our children. I'm telling you, it is. I'm just so grateful. I am grateful that God allows me to serve him and allow me to show light so I can pass the baton to other young men and young women. I truly thank God. Okay, now, kings and queens, without any more delay, we are going to bring up our co-host, Teresa C., to give us a shout-out and read our queen guest bios, but only after this song. We're going to play our theme song first, and then we're going to bring her up, and she's going to read the bio and give a shout out to you guys as well.
The things that made me feel like I was on the bottom, like I was born a problem. Rather die a leader, I don't wanna follow. Hoping I can write forever, my immortal column is worth for all us. Blocker, the roller blogger. After our devilish ways, we pray to our father. Is that proper? Mother Earth is God's daughter. They don't know the signs, we so defiant. We don't know the signs when we be multiplying. We get so divided, and no assignment's completed with no consignment. Moment of silence, cause we had talked about it. See, I ain't afraid to admit it, I just call it how I see it. Cause see, my point of view is just an opinion. Take it or leave it, better believe it. Cause everything I say to you is real when I speak it.
Hello, 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 and welcome. Thank you. I appreciate that actual warm welcoming as well. And oh yes, honey, we do have two more. That's right, two more phenomenal casts from the Too Real For You mini series. And what you need to do real quickly for me is definitely get them fingers to work in, you know, by texting your girlfriends, your friends, your cousins, your grandma. Hey, even text the people that are not even with us right now. And I'm just kidding. Inbox anybody that you can, your loved ones, your families. Tell them that we are on live right now, and we have two phenomenal women that wear many, many multiple hats, but definitely a part of the Too Real For You mini series. So I need you guys to go ahead and click those buttons and let them know that we are on the line right now. It's definitely on the Blessed Hands For You Life Radio Outreach Ministry. And definitely today we have some great women. I'm going to start off with the Too Real For You women cast, Women on a Missions Bio. Now, the first lady that I have up, her name is Kim Lovett. Now, who she plays Sister Trisha. For many years, Kim Lovett has graced the stage and the screen with her undeniable talent. Kim studied theater at the Denison University in Ohio and has always had an affinity for the arts. Kim featured film appearances, including Remembering the Titans, Void, The Last Call, Pride, World Traveler, The Job, Constellation, Balance, Hater, How We Gone, Eat, Lost, and Turned Out, Public Perception, The Conscience, The Holloway Story, The Fifth Word, Proxy, and the Madea's Family Reunion. Her various credits have enabled her to share the screen with the likes of Denzel Washington, Terrence Howard, Julianne Moore, Shin Koyamada, and plenty of more. The multi-talented and versatile actress has appeared as a featured performer in several music videos, including a notable performance alongside Young Jeezy and Kanye West in the hip-hop anthem Put On for My City. Kim also has a noteworthy modeling resume. Her print work includes appearances in The Southern Living, Cooking Light, and Weight Watchers magazine. Her television credits include work on Star, Saints and Sinners, Sleepy Hollow, Amazing Stories, Nippon TV Japan, Access High, Devil in the Mist, and BET's Hell Date. Her commercials credits include Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Drives Way, Check Depot, St. Vincent Hospital, the Big Fox Switch campaign, and a public service announcement for improved parental care. Although Kim's body of work has been extensive, the sky's the limit for this queen. Yes, it is. And the path is very clear for greater works for Kim Lovett. She believes that the arts is ministry, and she definitely wants to be of greater use of the kingdom of God. In addition to all of the opportunities she has had before her and afforded in unfolding of her dreams, she is also a proud mother and talented celebrity makeup artist, Kyra Noel Zitney, and Kyra Zitney, and that is at Zyra Kitney, and that is spelled KIRAZITNEY. So you can look her up as well. She is a celebrity makeup artist. Kim is thankful for every opportunity and would be honored for a chance to assist in breathing life into your vision. Plus, she loves to travel and seeing exciting places. Now, that is just one queen from the women that are in this mission that I am reading from the bios of cast, Too Real For You. Now, the next lady on my list is Amy Alonzo, who plays PO Officer Lori Ellis. Now, Amy Alonzo is an actress, a writer, director, and producer. She is an associate producer of the acclaimed documentary, Don Leguizamo's Road to Broadway, that aired on PBS in November of 2018. She has a radio show titled Everything Amy on 106tbcradio.com and is the director of the series Too Real For You that was streaming on AmazonPrime.com. A member of the SAG-AFTRA, Amy has worked on film, television, and in theater projects and has interacted with many prominent people in the entertainment industry. She is a verbal and visual storyteller. Her Instagram sites, her as a jack of all trades, master of many due to her well-rounded life experiences. Amy has traveled the world and believes that as people, we have more things in common that unite us. She is a photographer, an entrepreneur, and a CEO of the Altea Consulting and Meditation LLC company, or mediation, excuse me, LLC company. She has worked as a mediator, an arbiter, trainer, customer service expert, ombudsman, domestic violence hearing officer, manager, and a human resources experience. Amy is an advisory committee member of the National Consortment and has been a conference presenter at the National Center of State Courts and at the American Bar Association. Amy was an adjunct professor for the local college and enjoys motivating people to find their bliss. Amy holds a Bachelor's of Arts degree in theater arts and a Juris Doctorate degree and a producer director for upcoming drama series, Life for You. Now back to our lovely host, Erlina D.
Amen. Thank you so much for that, Teresa C. We truly, oh man, I am so excited. What about you guys? We are just so excited because we got these wonderful queens, I'm telling you, on here today. But hey, hold your seat. Hold your seat. We get ready to bring Brandon Shine back up, our assistant co-host, to give us our dewdrop healthy tip.
Hello, everyone. This is the one and only Brandon Shine, assistant co-host, to come with our shout-out and our healthy dewdrop tip. And our shout-outs go to Faith to Faith, 106 TBC radio stations, to everyone last of the cast members of the Two Row for You series, to Teddy Petrie, graphic designer, and a special one to my mom, the host, Erlina D. Now for our dewdrop healthy tips. They are to remind us to stay safe and keep our mask on because, you know, like I said, we're in a higher stage of COVID and it's about to come back to lockdown. So let's try to do what we need to do and keep those masks on, wash those hands, and use that hand sanitizer. And come on now. We all know the holidays are coming up and we want to take flights or drive to another place to go see our family, but let us love, if we really love our family, our children, our friends, let us love and care enough for them to stay, you know, stay away from them so they don't affect us or we don't affect them. So let us do that. Now back to our host.
Amen. Thank you, Brandon, for them healthy dewdrop tips. Now come on, the child tell you what we need to do. Let's be obedient so we can come together like we used to and just enjoy. Because I know when I get through, I'm praising God now. So as soon as I come out my door, child, if y'all see me on the highway, in the middle of the highway, just pull over so I can keep on praising God for what he is doing. But we're going to be right back after this.
It's real and strong
for you
to believe.
The path that we take,
the path
that we make,
will have you on your knees.
A-Y-O, A-Y-O, A-Y-O.
Amen, amen. This is Too Real for You. Now, are we ready? Are we ready? We're about to bring up our beautiful, powerful, talented queens from the Too Real for You drama series. We have actress Kim Lovett from Marietta, Georgia, and actress, producer, and director Amy Alonzo from New York, New York. Hello, Queen.
Hey,
hi
guys. How y'all
How
doing?
Are you?
I have to make a quick thing. Yeah, thank you for having us. I'm so excited. But I'm from Birmingham, Alabama. I have to rep my city, okay? I live in Marietta, but okay. I'm from Birmingham, Alabama.
I know that's right, sweetheart. That's right. Hey, Amy, how are you, sweetie?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be on your show.
Yeah. Oh, pretty good. Oh,
Amen.
My God, we are excited. I'm telling you, bad sisters, I'm telling you, we are just so excited. So excited. We get ready to get into them interviews. I'm telling you, I am just so excited. I'm getting ready to play the theme song again, and then we're going to get into you guys' interview, because I'm telling you, I'm so ready to hear all this juicy stuff again. I can't stop but to keep on, you know, listening to it. Sometimes I got to watch it over and over again, because I'm telling you, y'all some bad queens. I'm telling you, y'all some bad queens. So I'm coming back with the clip so we can have y'all quick little interview. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. I'm telling you, I'm so excited. You know how you get so excited, you don't know what to do. So I'm getting all tied turned and everything. Like, I'm right there, girl. They get ready to call me on stage and stuff. I'm about to announce everything, but I'm telling you, I'm so excited. But I'm coming right back, guys. I'm coming right back right after
thank
this short
you.
Little song again.
Of the things that made me feel like I was on the bottom, like I was born a problem, rather die a leader I don't wanna follow, hoping I can write forever my immortal column, it's worth for all us, blocker, the world or blogger, after our devilish ways we pray to our father, is that proper, mother earth is God's daughter, they don't know the signs, we so defiant, we don't know the signs when we be multiplying, we get so divided, and no assignment's completed with no consignment, moment of silence cause we had ultraviolet, see I ain't afraid to admit it, I just call it how I see it, cause see my point of view is just an opinion, take it or leave it. Better believe it. Cause everything I say to you is real when I speak it.
Hey, too real for you. Let me tell you,
hey,
I'm telling
hey.
You. Yeah, I'm telling you, I was ready to get up and put on a dance now. I'm telling you, it's too real for you. Now, girls, I'm telling you, my sisters and my queens, we are about to play the clip. And ask you both one by one on these clips that we're about to play on what you guys were doing in the Too Real For You drama mini series. So the first clip we get ready to play, I'm telling you, this is actress Amy Alonzo in it playing the probation officer Lori Shale. So we're about to play one of them clips.
Good morning, Ms. Stevens. As your counselor mentioned, my name is Lori Ellis, and I will be your probation officer. I'm here to talk to you about your transition into a women's home. How are you today? Guard, can you please remove the restraints from my client? Ms. Stevens, your transfer to a women's transitional home has been approved. I'm here to talk with you about that.
None of these. I want to go to...
Been there, done that. Ms. Stevens, you indicated that you did not want to go to a Christian home. This is all that I have.
Ooh. Oh, my goodness. Ms. Amy, tell me what
yes.
was going on in that clip right there. What was going on?
Absolutely. So probation officer Lori Ellis, she is this woman who has spent her entire life trying to help people. And she's trying to provide Ms. Stevens with the opportunity to integrate into a normal world again outside of this institution that she has been in. She has a lot of potential, but she's trying to help her to find a place to stay. And Ms. Stevens had said that she did not want to go to a Christian home. And now all of a sudden she's changing her mind. And so probation officer Ellis to the safe haven home. And so that's why she's trying to understand what it is that she can do for Miss Stevens. So it's
wow.
really the beginning of the saga. This is what sets off all of the events that come afterwards, because Lori Ellis is the one that makes it possible for Miss Stevens to go to the Safe Haven home.
Yeah. And see, sometimes I remember I used to work in a mental institution hospital I worked in the hospital, but I worked on the ward sometimes. And sometimes they feel like they got a choice of what they want to do. And then when they find out they don't have a choice, you know they ready to get out of where they at. So they're going to agree, okay, well, because I heard a little bit that Monica was like, oh, you know, I don't want this. And then soon as you let her know, hey, this is all we got. This is all we got for you. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, her decisions made her choices.
Yeah, awesome. Next, we're coming up, oh, my God, with actress Kim Lovett. I'm telling you, child, when I say juicy, 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 we get ready to come up with monthly church. Her monthly
Ooh,
church.
Pray for us. Amen.
I'm good. Thank you, Dee. Appreciate it. Okay, well, I will be going. And again, tell First Lady thanks.
Am I interrupting anything, boy?
Praise the Lord, Sister Tricia. Hmm? I was just leaving.
Oh, well, why so soon?
On my way to pick up the wife and the twins. They have a doctor's appointment today. Oh. May I say you look mighty nice today.
Why, thank you, Deacon Carlos. You are so sweet, but I look good every day.
How is that beautiful daughter of yours?
My daughter, Monet, she's doing wonderful. You know, she's still up for grabs for her husband. So if you know any handsome men such as yourself with a serious bank account, then you let us know. Now, I would say you, but I don't think you make enough money for our taste. We've seen the car you drive.
Well, Sister Tricia, I am already happily taken, and I let my queen drive the Benz.
Oh, really?
Deacon, that'll be all. This isn't a rap session. Now, could you please close and lock the door on your way out?
Yes, sir. So why are you late?
Any blind dog can see that deacon of yours is not being fulfilled. You know the way he was slobbing about the mouth when I walked up in here? It is so unattractive.
But he too broke for my taste. Lord knows I can't make it off no monthly church check.
So why are you late? You know we got to make this quick before Mary get back from the Safe and Home teaching the women. And you know he's married to her niece. Now we don't want anything getting back about me counseling you here.
What do you mean quick? I did not drive all the way across town for a 2-minute counseling session. I have a lot of frustration to work off. Besides, when is the new church going to be ready? It smells like them old folks with these mothballs up in here.
Now, we wouldn't be having that issue. I'm tired of having church here in my own home. Now, if somebody hadn't burned down the church and we would have them rebuild it, we wouldn't be going through this.
Don't act like you didn't have nothing to do with that. Since you didn't keep your end of the bargain about putting me in a bigger home as of yet, okay, it's going to cost you a little bit more.
Well, where do I start? I got a new scripture I want to try on you.
Since I have to be on your hard couch instead of a luxurious hotel or my new home, then it's going to cost you a new car.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But you know, I got you, baby. Just let me take care of that for you.
Come on and get it, baby.
Sure. You're going to get it right now.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Oh my goodness. You
baby, scandal.
All the church women want to knock out. So
Oh Lord. Girl, she needs prayer. Sister Tricia needs prayer. Well, you know what? It's just like you know, she's with the pastor. She's living with the pastor. And it's so much stuff that's going on in this scene that I don't want to give away too much of the whole story because it's like angles and scandal and angles and scandal. It's crazy. But basically, she burned down the church to get the insurance money to do some things that she wanted to do. Now, the pastor got the insurance money, and he didn't hold up his end of the bargain. And clearly, you know, he's only taking care of himself and whatever his, you know, needs are, whatever he thinks he wants to do. He's not really concerned with anybody. I don't even think he's really concerned with the church, bless his heart. But, you know, I feel like they had a past together. They had a really good, you know, a really electric relationship. And you know, there was a lot of flesh, you know, working in this particular moment. And many moments with the two of them. But, you know, it's just like people in the church are real people. Okay, so when you get saved, you know, you love the Lord. You're trying to live your life different. But a lot of times we let our circumstances overshadow whatever it is that we're supposed to be doing for God. Because we try to find a shortcut or a way to make life happen the way that we think it should happen. But God already has a plan, and we're just here, you know, to walk it out. And because we are not trusting God, we're taking steps and making moves to do things that we really shouldn't be doing. I mean, he's married, you know, and so I shouldn't be messing with a married man. He's a pastor of the church. We're fornicating because we're not married. And it's girl, it's a laundry list of things going on with these two people.
Imagine trying to film that, okay?
Yes. Okay.
That was hot.
It was.
Girl, that was hot.
Yeah. But you know what, though? And his, you know, the flesh, it's a war in the spirit, you know, between what you want to do and what you know you should do, because we all hear from God. It's just like we have these desires of things that we want. And so when we hear from God, we're like, yeah, but, you know, this is what I want to happen over here, you know, and God is not doing it fast enough or not going about it the way that we think it should happen. So, you know, we're taking shortcuts. We're doing things we shouldn't deal with, you know, just trying to make life happen for the life that we feel that we should be living. And, you know, it's just, you just need to trust God. You just need to do the right thing, because when you do the right thing, your life is just better. You know what I'm saying? When you're doing all of this, you know, it's not going to come to a good end. It's not. You know, but it makes for interesting TV, and it makes for real life, you know, because that's how life is, you know. And that's what we're doing. We're trying to show people, you know, what happens and how people can deal with things and how you can overcome. Because I feel that as a believer, even when you do really stupid stuff, or I don't want to say stupid, that is not a nice word. When you do things you know you shouldn't do, then I feel like God will still forgive you if you repent and you know, ask for forgiveness and you try to do things differently. Turn your life around, and you don't always have to go down that road, even though that's the road you started down. You know what I'm saying? You can make a change. Yeah. God can make a change. You just have to let him in and let him work. You know what I'm saying? So, praise the Lord.
Right. That's right. True. That is so true. So true. Because it really, like you said, it's really happening right in our own communities today. And like you said, we're still human. And sometimes we allow our flesh, like you said, to overtake what we need to be doing, that, you know, the walk that we claim that we're doing for God. We need to allow the Spirit of God to overtake. But sometimes we, you know, we allow that flesh to overtake us and
rise up.
Rise. I'm telling you.
And you know what, Erlina? That's the reason why I tell people all the time, do not judge others, because you don't know what they have been through to get them to that bad place that we call bad. And we don't know what lessons they're supposed to learn from that. And that's why we have to have love and kindness for people, no matter what walk of life they're from.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right. So excited to work.
And, you know, people.
I really am to work
so
more on this project. Yeah, so people can be able to get what we're doing out of this, you know, because there's going to be deliverance. There's going to be healing. There's going to be repentance. It's going to be forgiveness, you know, because we're human. And like Amy said, we got to watch how we label one another. We need to take our mouth off of one another when someone falls, instead of us being there to pray to help them back up, we want to scandalize it any more, and we want to talk about it instead of being the solution to help the situation. Well, girls, we're going to come right back with some more juicy clips. The next one we're going to have is actress Amy Alonzo in her next one. I'm telling you, talking about she's not ready yet, right after this suspense commercial.
They were supposed to be a blessing in my life. But that man repeatedly raped me while his drug-addicted wife, she sat right there. She sat there shooting dope in her arm and watching like some old freak. Now I'm the one with the mental issues. Really? How stupid could the system be?
Counselor Janice? I think that you and the medical team need to reconsider whether or not Ms. Stevens is ready to go out in society. As I'm not sure that she's ready to go out there at this point.
We believe that she is.
Now, Amy.
Yes.
Listening to that and hearing this young woman, that you're there to transit her out of the place into a normal life, and hearing her act like that, and you're, tell the listeners, what was going on right there?
Absolutely. My pleasure. So probation officer Ellis, like I told you, you know, she's got this long history of working with people and trying to help them and everything. And although she is not a counselor or a therapist, she's seen this before. And so she's not going to set anybody up to be a failure. She wants to make sure that if you're going to put somebody in a situation, that they're going to thrive. And so after hearing Monica talk that way, it's like, wait a minute. Like, are these the meds talking? Is she, like, not well? And she's trying to get confirmation from the counselor that it's okay. Because she's not the professional to diagnose her. But she does see what's happening because she ain't stupid. She sees what's happening, and she's asking, listen, you guys may have to reevaluate her. And again, you know, the counselors, they think that she's ready because Ms. Stevens has been showing progress. But at that moment, Ms. Stevens is just thinking about all the stuff that's coming back out, all of that hurt and all of that situation that she's been through that was so negative that it's making her just like antsy about everything. And that's why probation officer Ellis is saying, wait, we may have to step back a little bit.
That is so true. And you know what? That's one thing that I, you know, want to talk to people in this series concerning. Sometimes, you know, when people are in the hospital, they're not truly even going to counseling, and they're ready to release them so quickly because their insurance don't cover more, or they making a bed for someone else. So they're trying to push them out way before the healing process even happens, and they get released too early. And then when they get out there in society, they don't know how to conduct themselves because they're not healed yet. And the medication, they feel as long as they got the medication, they'll be okay. But sometimes deeper cuts are deeper wounds, and you got to get into the wounds to find out. I'm telling you, I can't wait. Yeah. I'm telling you, people, you need to get this series. while you can, get this series. Get this series. It's only $15, and we're going to tell you exactly when we come back later on how you can be able to purchase this DVD. You get three of them for $15, the whole three series for $15. So we're going to come right back with some more juicy Sister Tricia talking about get business. Get some business of your own.
Hello? Where do you think? Where do you think? The question is, where are you?
I left you a message where to meet me and not to go to my house.
Well, I've never got it.
I want to send you a text message at the hotel or the address I'm at. And get your tail here.
Well, okay. But you know what? This is going to cost you a whole lot more.
I want you to know you're not fooling anybody. You better stay away from my dear friend's husband, you Jezebel.
Look, I have no clue what you're talking about. Okay, and the name calling, it certainly doesn't suit you. Well, then again, maybe it does.
Girl, please, who you think you're fooling? Everybody knows you've been on the path since you moved to this city from day one. I'm on to you.
Sweetheart, you need to get some business of your own, or perhaps a man, because you've got to stay out of my business. Okay, like I said, I have no clue what you're talking about. Okay, and the only thing that Pastor can do for me is pray for me and counsel me.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, he's praying and counseling, all right. Y'all be calling on the name of somebody that just ain't Jesus.
Oh, my goodness. Christians, walk us through that, girl.
Well, basically, he was supposed to be meeting me, but there was a change of plans, and we were going to meet in a different mm-hmm. place, and I never got the message, and I'm having this conversation off to the side after I left a church meeting, and mm-hmm. one of the people followed me out, one of the other sisters, and with her nosy self, because clearly she has no business of her own, she followed me out to see if she could hear what was really going on, because she knew, I mean, you know, when things are going on, people have an idea, they just don't have proof, you know what I'm saying? So she was looking for trouble, and she found it, and of course, I'm trying to play it off like, no, you misunderstood what you heard, but she heard right. I was going to get with the pastor, hey, but he was getting with me, I'm not married. He is the one, you know what, that's another thing, when people are in the pulpit, they don't understand, you have a bigger duty to, we should all do the right thing, okay, but when you're leading a flock or leading the people, when you're shepherding the people of God, you know, you should try to live to a higher standard, and so, you know, he is clearly leading me down the path of ill repute, okay, well, he ain't leading me, we're going together. But as a man of God, a man of the cloth who studied the Bible, who studied the Word, who knows better. I mean, because there's a lot of people in church. They go to church. They listen to the sermon. That's the only time they hear the Word of God. They don't read for themselves.
Yeah.
You're supposed to study to show yourself approved, okay? So, but most people go to church and just listen to the sermons, and they don't read and spend time so that you can clearly hear the voice of God for yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, and he's studying and reading the Word, or at least enough to do the sermon. So, you know, he should not be participating in this, because he's the one that took the oath. He's the one that took the vow. He's the one that's supposed to be committed, you know, in a committed relationship, which God honors, you know, relationship and covenant. You know what I'm saying? He's in covenant, and I am not, because I'm unmarried. So, you know, I mean, I'm wrong, because I shouldn't be participating either, but you know, it's just a lot of wrong going in there. We need prayer. Y'all need to pray for us. We need deliverance, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I don't want to give too much away, though. So
that's right. Patricia said it's deeper, the relationship, the connection with her and Pastor is so deep. So it's going to be coming out in our next filming stuff coming up pretty soon. As the road goes down the road, you're going to find out, and we're going to connect the pieces for you to find out why and what's going on. But she is a bold sister coming up in the First Lady's house.
She don't care. No boundaries. None.
None.
<She's got> nerve.
Oh, my God. Our next clip is with me, with Actress Amy again. Make it work, Monica.
I know you're glad to be out of that place, but remember, this is a 6-month trial, Miss Stevens.
I know. You explained that to me at that whack place I came from. You and Counselor Janice.
Well, you just need to get along with everyone. As your probation officer, I'm going to be checking in on you every month. Don't mess this up. This is your chance to show that you can make it in society.
Oh, goodness. Now, I guess she got out.
She did. She did. She was able to finagle her way out and to go where she wanted to go. And like I mentioned before, it was probation officer Lori Ellis who made it happen because she had a connection. And that's why probation officer Ellis is worried, because she's like, listen, okay, not only are you going to be there and I don't want you causing trouble, but don't make me look bad either, because I'm the one that got you that slot. So she's not telling it to her straight up, but she's insinuating that, you know, this is your last chance. Nobody else is going to go to bat for you. So
make it work. Right. Make it work. Well, we're going to come right back with one more clip with Amy, actress Amy Alonzo. We get ready to come with this clip that to find out what happened after she got her in the house. I will stay.
This is Miss Monica Stevens. She comes to you from the Eye of the Needle Mental Institution. She suffers from schizophrenia, depression, and she's mildly bipolar. I have several documents here that I'm going to review with you, and I'm going to need Miss Stevens to check off on them, and then I'm going to need you to check off on them as well. Okay? So the top document has do's and don'ts on it. And first and foremost, Ms. Stevens, you are required to follow every single rule here at the Safe Haven home. Secondly, you must find employment while you are living here. And also, you will attend the Better Me classes that are conveniently offered here on Mondays and Thursdays. You are required to continue your weekly counseling sessions with Counselor Janice every Tuesday. And there will be no verbal abuse, no lying, and no stealing. There will be no overnight guests and no visitors. Do you understand everything that I'm saying to you?
Yes, I'm not stupid.
All right, I'm going to need you to sign off here, 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 and here, and then I'm going to need you to do the same.
Okay.
And remember, this is a Christian home.
I know this is a Christian home, but it will be no different than the rest. I mean, all the head hunches think they're better than you.
Miss Stevens, no one is saying that. I believe that you will find here what you're looking for.
You're joking, right? Here? I mean, the very ones that can't even get their own lives together. I mean, they're committing crimes, lying, stealing, and destroying lives every day!
Miss Stevens, if living here is going to be a problem for you, I can make other arrangements.
Oh, I'll stay.
You were laying down the law with her.
That's right. I'm like, listen, I put you in here, and I could take you out. But
LOL.
But it's very interesting, because there's all kinds of rules that have to be followed.
Yeah.
And immediately, you know, she's given her an attitude. She's like, oh. And that's why probation officer Ellis is like, oh, yeah? Well, no. You're going to follow these rules, or I'm going to take you out of here, because he wants her to succeed, but she's not going to let her get away with stuff. She's going to make sure she does what she's supposed to do. Because again, you know, she went to bat for her. She made all of this happen for her because she believes in her, because she wants to help her. But at the same time, she doesn't want it to go the wrong way, to go south.
Yeah.
And that's why she keeps repeating it over and over, kind of like, get it through your head. This is what you got to do. Don't mess it up. But
oh, my goodness.
We won't give it away.
I know that's right. Okay, we're going to play our last clip for tonight, our hottest clip for tonight. And then we're going to come back with co-host Teresa C., and she's going to ask you both a couple of questions. and we're going to tie it up, but we're going to come right back. This is our hottest one. I love this one, but we're going to come with a little the cover song first.
Well, hello, ladies. And Sister Mary, I am really surprised to see you here.
Why wouldn't she be? This is her house. And who invited you to this private meeting?
Well, if you must know, this is my scheduled counseling session.
Mm.
Thank you.
Scheduled?
Yes.
Well, Sister Tricia, with everything that's going on, I have passed the counselor everything for today. We're having a meeting with the missionary board to try to see what we can do to help out. Mm. But since you're here, would you like to put your input in?
Well, I just don't understand how I could be of help in this situation.
Well, Sister Tricia, with all the people that you know, you can be a great help in finding Sister Coco's daughter.
I don't know anything, any rapist, first of all. And I certainly don't know anything about finding someone else's kid.
Oh, Jesus. But you're good at finding other people's husbands.
Girl, I will cut you in the name of Jesus.
Whoa.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God, Sister Trisha. Wow.
Girl, I'm done. Yeah,
done.
You know, she's coming to a private counseling session at the house. Now, first of all, should no pastor have a counseling session at his house? I mean, that's just crazy. Okay, so, I mean, it's so obvious that they're doing something they shouldn't be doing.
And then you got the nerve to tell First Lady,
what you doing here? And it's her
house! Oh, my Lord, God.
Help us, Father God.
Oh, my God. I pray you listeners out there just had a good time because that was some juicy stuff. That was awesome. That was awesome. I'm telling you. I just give you claps myself. Oh, that was awesome. Y'all guys, you got to get this series. You got to get this series. But we're bringing our co-host, Teresa C. up, to ask just a couple of questions for both of you ladies.
Hey, okay. Thank you. I'm glad to be back. Wink. I missed myself too. No, I missed you guys as well. No, but seriously. Now, actually, Amy and Kim, I cannot wait till we're back in front of each other and we're able to actually hug. But when we are back in front of each other and we're keeping our social distancing, I just can't wait to give you guys hugs in front of your faces. But I do have a couple questions. One, I would like you guys to answer these questions for the Too Real For You drama series. Now, taking on this major role, Kim, that deals with, you know, women and men that deal with mental illnesses and infidelities and wrong leadership abilities and suicidal thoughts and domestic violence, spiritual battles and other issues that we deal with, you know, to fight on a day-to-day. Tell the listeners in a short sentence, how did you take on playing Sister Tricia, and how did that fit your lifestyle, or how do you feel like, you know, you two intertwined?
Well, I'm not sleeping with no pastor or nobody else men, so I don't really know. But what I do is I put myself into the person, and what would Jesus do? How would I feel in all of those situations? You know, I just, because I don't agree with her at all. She is terrible and wrong. Everybody has some sort of sin. You know what I'm saying? Some people's sin is just more open for people to see, you know? So like when you're doing something that includes someone else and not something that's just internal that, you know, that you're doing on your own, that's private, that people can't see, you know, that's a little different. But I just try to you know, I'm really empathetic to how other people feel and things that people go through because just day-to-day challenges, you know, I try to to make, I don't want to say I try to make other people happy, but I try to always, you know, consider other people when I'm doing things and when I'm making choices, because it's just better, you know, because we're all intertwined. You know, it's the relationship that God honors, you know, that God loves. He wants us to be joyful and to enjoy spending time with each other. That's why they realize how much we need the human touch, how much, you know, we needed the love and care of other people around us until it was kind of taken away from us. So, you know, I just was looking at the situation and knowing people that have been through similar things, watching how it affected them and how, like, I mean, girl, I cry in every movie. I cry in cartoons.
Yeah.
So I'm really empathetic with other people's feelings. So I just tried to do that, you know, to try to tune to really become, you know, the person so that the anointing can rise up so people can so the yokes can be destroyed, you know, because everything we do is for other people, and it's not even really about us. It's about everybody connected to us. Just like when we get blessed, we're blessed to be a blessing. We're supposed to raise other people up and not just, you know, consider ourselves. So, you know, that's a question I could talk on for days. So she said a very short question.
Yeah.
I feel like I already overstayed.
Yeah.
Well, definitely. Amen. And I tell you what, there's a saying, Sister Tricia, hurt people. And, you know, what I can sum up for Sister Tricia, because Sister Tricia, I mean, nobody walks around just doing what Sister Tricia does, okay, on a daily basis, just to sum that up. So to look at her character and to look at her, I would say that, you know, there's something else there. You know, when you see somebody act out like that, to me, there's something else there, and it's just getting into the pits of it, exactly. But same question as well, actress Amy. Now, taking on this major role that you had to deal with and being the PO that had to deal with women and men that deal with the mental illnesses and the infidelities and wrong leadership, suicidal things, domestic violence, and other issues that we deal with, you know, day to day, could you give our listeners a short sentence on how your character, PO, fit your lifestyle and how Amy fit the PO lifestyle?
Sure, absolutely. So it's not that it fits my lifestyle per se, but when you're an actor and a director, you have to have empathy for the people that you are showing or that you're presenting on screen. And so you have to find that humanity in the character. And that's how I was able to do the character of Probation Officer Ellis, as well as direct some of the scenes, you know, that we've heard today, because you try to find the humanity in the people. And that's just my motto for life. No matter what you do, you find the humanity in it, because that is what's going to help us to bring about change.
Amen.
The why.
Amen.
The
thank you. Thank you, ladies, both for that. Now, on my next question real quickly, I thank you both, queens, and we'll be right back after this quick commercial break and get you guys off the hot seat. Thank you both again, queens, and I am back. This is actress TCG. Now, I do want you guys in a quick sentence to tell us, a short sentence, what do you want others to get out of this series and to take away from this series?
Okay, so what I want people to get out of this series, it's a cautionary tale, and people need to get help. There are a lot of situations in our lives that cause us to feel ashamed or to feel anger and rage and to feel that we want revenge. And when you do not seek help, as you've mentioned here on your show, you seek help from up on high, right? That's God. But you also have to seek help professionally so that you can be able to overcome things, because it's like they say, God helps those who help themselves. And so this is a cautionary tale of what happens when you don't seek help from not just the our Father in heaven, but from the special people that we have in this world who have skills to help us with a lot of those issues.
Okay.
Amen.
And amen. And what I want to say is, I think that you can always change your life at any time. is not the end. It's not the end until you win. As a believer, we are more than conquerors, and God only wants good for us. Even when we make mistakes, we can always turn our lives around. We can always make different choices to get a different result and have a better life.
Amen to that. Why, thank you both, Queens. And we'll be right back with the host right after this quick commercial break. And that is the best way to end on this commercial break.
Love you guys.
Welcome to the Blessed Hands for You of Life Dewdrop Newsletter. The Blessed Hands for You of Life Ministry has some dewdrop treats for you. Just visit our website at www.tworealforyou.net and watch our free Season 1 series of Too Real For You, our movies and stage plays. Also on YouTube channel at Blessed Hands For You. That's BLESSHANDS, the number 4 in the letter U. Also, you can watch and catch us on the Face to Face TV and the On Point TV network. That is on Roku and Fire Stick. Great news! Author Erlina Dean's books can be purchased on our website, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon.com. Books A Million and other outlets like Angry Tears, My Story, Too Real For You, Three Stories, Power to Stand Through Angry Tears, Busted and Disgusted, and Trapped Was It Really God? We will be casting for the upcoming soap series that will be filmed in 2021 and aired on the Bounce TV network in 2022. Please send bios and headshots to blessedhandsforyouministry@gmail.com. That is BLESSHANDS, the number 4, the letter U, ministry, MINISTRY@gmail.com. To be a guest here on the Blessed Hands for You of Life Radio Ministry, send inquiries to blessedhandsforyouradio@gmail.com. Support this ministry by sowing a love seed to our Cash App. That is the $, the number 2, R-E-A-L, the number 4, and the letter U. That Cash App again is Too Real For You. And we thank you for listening to the ministry of our Lord and Savior. Be blessed.
I truly thank you, Queen, for coming on. Thank you. Thank you. That was just so juicy, so juicy. I truly appreciate you both. Do you guys have any final words that you would like to say?
I'm just glad to be here.
Me too. Thank you so much for having me. And thank you so much for bringing to light inspiration to people that there's a different way to do things. That's what you're inspiring me to do, to find a different way. And that means a lot to me, and I'm sure to a lot of people.
I'm blessed and honored to have you both. I'm telling you, I pray and I ask God to send what he needs for me. And I'm telling you, when you guys walked in my life, I'm telling you, I ain't got no tissues in front of me, but when God sent you to I knew it was time that we was going to tell it. We was going to just tear it up. I truly love y'all, and I can't wait till we get back out there. I'm telling you, Sister Tricia, just hold on to your seat. You're coming soon. I'm telling you. But I thank God for a queen being obedient. And y'all all have a blessed, productive day.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Hands for You Radio Outreach Ministry here on Block Talk Radio. If you would like to be a guest and you're an author or you have a powerful testimony, send your information over to blessedhandsforyou@gmail.com. That is BLESSHANDS, the number 4, the letter U, @gmail.com. If you would like to be a sponsor or give a love donation, visit our website at www.tworealforyou.net. That's www.tworealforyou.net. We truly thank you for listening in. Listen again every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time and 6 p.m. Central Time with your hosts, Erlina D. and Teresa C. God bless.